You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the final day of the trading week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Nick Kunzer from Sanlam Private Wealth. Yesterday, of course, we had a little bit of a sell-off, Nick, particularly on the US markets, and it threatened to tip over. But I mean, you can just write the script for me. In fact, I'll give you a couple of pointers. Bounce back ability.
Yeah, it's been relentless, Lindsay. I mean, I was looking at the last few days. You thought all of a sudden the volumes were down in the US as well. I saw a note was about 30% under the sort of daily average, and it felt like it was rolling over just a little bit. And as we said yesterday on your show, you know, we got our famous cheerleader Fox wheeled out Mr. Trump to talk the market up a little bit. Mutual was also not to be left behind. He also said a few words, and then this morning was flat. You know, S&Ps were down a couple of points. I thought it was going to be a nothing day. But no, I mean, the buyers came in as always and bought the dip up. And it's almost like people get Lindsay to go away too short in case there's a stimulus announcement or something. But, I mean, NASDAQ up another 78 points puts you firm. I mean, the S&P futures up as well. It's just, it's like literally steady as you go. It's quite surprising.
Yes, it is.
Or maybe we shouldn't be surprised because this is the theme, I guess, for the last few weeks.
Groundhog Day springs to mind. Did it filter down to the JSE, just the overall feeling, that is?
It was. I mean, we had a much better day, and it's been quite a volatile week if we look back at the JSE for the last 5 days, but it was solid. I mean, we finished up almost 0.5% higher, and fairly broad-based buying. Once again, banks were very disappointing. I mean, they just can't seem to bid these financials. In fact, it's one of the few indexes was actually in the red. Everything else was fairly okay. Volume we can chat about later, a little bit more on the disappointing side. But in general, it felt like a little bit of, and I quite liked the fact that there was the sort of smaller caps. It felt like a little bit of bargain hunting coming in. We had the likes of Hulamin. I mean, it's a small cap aluminium player. That was up by 5-6%. Nice. There were City Lodge also. It was a bit of a punter's favorite, but it was also up like 3-4% on decent volume. So it was definitely a general, in summary, certain volumes, but in general, a fairly positive finish to a choppy week.
When we spoke this morning on the opening of the JSE Securities Exchange, there was nothing on the Stock Exchange news service. Was anything forthcoming this afternoon? Any announcements that made any difference?
Anything to tell the people. No, Lindsay, it was hardly anything coming across the wires. And in fact, even offshore, on my Reuters, you know, normally we sort of get the sort of red little top lines that come in, a bit of market moving stuff. Nothing. It really feels very, very thin in these markets. And I was chatting to a few traders and brokers this afternoon, and a lot of people are thinking that a lot of traders offshore as well are also anticipating a bit of a lull going into November 11th. November 3rd, sorry, as well as our budget on the 28th that is due. So between those two, onshore and offshore, I think it's going to be a little bit sideways for the next week or two. It's got that feel about it.
You spoke about small caps. There was an announcement from a company called York Timber, trading and operational update for the first quarter of the 2021 financial year. Now, this is a share. It's a penny stock by anybody's standards. It's R1.20 on my 15-minute delayed screen, but it was up 23% today. And I've always wanted to work out whether the small and medium caps lead a resurgence in a market, or they come in at the end of whatever cycle it is. I've never quite worked it out. And it's very interesting because York Timber is very much a South African company. It's very much a small cap.
Yeah, it's funny, York Timber, if you actually look at the website, one of the chaps who used to work at Sunderland was like great-great-great-grandfather or something, was one of the founders of the original York. It used to start off one of these like general stores before it branched off, pardon the pun, into timber and a few things. So it's got a long history on the JSE, long, long history. I don't know, that's a very good question. I mean, I tend to look at, like when you take something like the US market, for example, and the FANGs are running it, it's a very concentrated run-up and five or six heavyweights leading them higher. I tend to want to see the market broaden a bit. So maybe getting out into value stocks and stuff like that. I wonder where small cap fits in. I'll do some homework of the weekend. We can chat about it next week. But it is interesting because I would say that if people start looking for the smaller caps or maybe the more sort of the plays on SA Inc., maybe that's a positive sign for the market.
Yes, I think so. I think that a recovery starts It's almost like if you start a town, let's say you go into a town, it's been depopulated and people have left, but yuppies and tech people start to move in. What starts to do well? The small companies, the coffee shops, the cafes, the corner shop selling cool stuff to people. And that's the small things. And then the bigger companies come in because there's
all of a sudden you get your anchor tenants coming in. The guys are spending money. Yeah, it's an interesting point. We should have a look at that.
Okay, let's have a look at the spot prices as they prevail at the moment as I scroll down on my screen, just to let you know that the S&P and the NASDAQ just coming off their highs, but still doing very well indeed compared to this time yesterday. Okay, starting with the dollar-rand. Dollar-rand, not too bad, actually. It's about 17, 18 cents better than it was this time yesterday, because it's 16.53 against the US dollar. It's 21.37 against the British pound. The euro-rand is 19.37, and the euro-dollar is 117.22, which is a 0.2%, what is that? It's 0.2% fall for the US dollar, I think. Anyway, gold price is clinging on to 1900 by the skin of its teeth. It's 1902, down $7.50. The platinum price is barely changed at 868. Palladium, please, Nick.
That is down $30 at the moment, but still I think it's had a bounce back this week. 2,331, the number on that.
West Texas is 40.78. That's crude oil, of course, down nearly 0.5%. And Brent crude oil is down just over 0.5% to $42.92. Stories today, Nick, on a thin Friday. Anything outside of what I'm going to speak about now, the top five and the bottom five? You must have some stories for me.
Must have some stories. No, it's been very thin. I mean, if I look at the deal book, and I'm sure I can talk about it. I mean, the sort of orders that came in, what we were buying. If there was a bit of interest in MTNs came in today. City Lodge, feudal punters come in on that one. Huliman, that's an interesting one. We spoke about that with Mr. Bickard. He's got a big position in that. I see that's gone from about 1 rand to 120. So there was a little interest there. So I guess maybe it ties in with your with your small cap theme, because we definitely had some of the smaller caps on the order book at our firm today. So that was what we were speaking about today.
Okay, in that case, let me go to the main board. Where's my screen gone? Oh, there it is. Let's have a look at this, because on what I think is a relatively thin day after yesterday's 20 plus day, I've got Italtal. We don't want to speak about that one because it's too thin. African Rainbow Minerals after the close, 7.5% higher. Anglo-American Platinum up 5 1/3. Redefine up 4 3/4. Motus up 4.5%. On the downside, Goldfields down 3.3%. Hammerson down 3.2%. Distell near 3% loser. Life Healthcare down 2.8%. And Capital & Counties down 2.7%. So, a mixed bunch of companies. No enduring trend.
No, and if you want to throw your fascination in there, Sasol, another tough day, I think, on the bourse. Down 2.1%, 105.40 the closing price today.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a funny feel about it. I mean, that's really what you want to talk about, what we've been speaking about on the sort of trading rooms the last couple of days. It's all been about Sasol. You know, speculation, if someone knows something about this issue, because the stock started the week around about 120. It was 130 odd last week. So, I mean, it's come off. I mean, that's quite significant. It's come off 25 odd percent in a couple of weeks. So, definitely, and I think a lot of the volume on yesterday's market was Sasol related. Definitely something's going on in the share, shall we say that?
Yes, indeed. My theory is that it's a disgruntled overseas investor that is indiscriminate. It's a tiny, tiny part of the portfolio, and therefore it's just get me out of Sasol now
thin market. You know, you can knock the stock down quite easy, 10-15%.
Or the other thing is that the theory you put forward, and which is going around the chat wires, and that is that there is hedge funds selling the thing. They'll buy it back when the rights issue is announced and follow their rights.
Someone's got a sniff, or someone's speculating that the rights issue is imminent.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think these markets in South Africa, and I've said it numerous times, are fairly efficient. I would, if I was a betting man, I would say there's more than likely a rights issue coming, the way it's trading.
Yeah. Okay, Nick, give us the closing indices on this Friday, please.
Yeah, so on this Friday, on the upside, all share up 0.46%. The top 40 exactly the same. I haven't seen that for a while. Also 0.46% up. Industrials had a good day today, up 1% higher. The mid caps we want to speak about. So let me just mention that. So the mid caps actually up 0.7% today, and the small caps up 0.68% today. So that's where a bit of the move was coming from. And then the downside, the laggers today were financials. These banks just can't get a bid. 0.76%, and the worst, if you look at the Finney, the financial 15, that was the biggest lagger, down 1.5% of the day. Value traded, I don't know where everyone went. It was looking so good yesterday. $16.167 billion value traded today.
I wonder where that extra $6-7 billion came from yesterday. I wonder what that was all about. There must be a reason for it.
Yeah, I'll have to go back and just crunch some numbers and I'll do some work on the weekend. But yes, you're right. It was like, you know, we've been averaging these dismal 16, 17, 18, and that horrible 13, I think, on the Wednesday. But all of a sudden, in the middle of 23 yesterday, it was very odd. I'm not sure. We'll do some work on that.
Nick Kunze, thanks so much for your time tonight and all week. Nick Kunze is from Sanlam Private Wealth. That was the 5 o'clock shadow. Have a great weekend. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.